This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. Ryan Kelly is one of our great sponsors here on the Press Box. Brian?
You can get a five-minute loan approval on the Home Loan Expert. .com. They have a little mortgage calculator. Ryan, I'm not sure if he's on his trip for the Bataan Memorial Death March, so going through a nice little charitable cause and putting himself in the shoes of World War II soldiers going through what sounds like a very arduous and not at all enjoyable trip through the Bataan Memorial Death March. We heard all about that last week, I believe, at the Brentwood location. Give him a call today, 314-781-9700, or visit him online at thehomeloanexpert.com.
I was reading a little about Kansas State and their players yesterday talking to the media, answering questions about how a lot of pundits are saying, ooh, look out for UC Irvine. It's got to be annoying for coaches when you're the 4 seed, you're the 5 seed, and everybody's saying, I don't know, I really like that third. Look out for Liberty. Oh, I don't know. I guess if you're a coach, you just don't pay attention to it. Maybe if you're a player, you use it as motivation. For the Billikens, people have said, well, they don't really have much of a chance. I don't know why. I mean, I don't think that game, they're probably going to lose to Virginia Tech if you were playing the odds. It's an ACC team that's had a really good year. But I don't look at that as some insurmountable task, do you? I mean, beating Virginia Tech?
I got them beating Virginia Tech in the first round, all because based upon momentum. And Travis Ford is a fantastic coach, gets the max value out of his players. Granted, they don't have a deep bench. That could possibly hurt them in this game. But I just like the run that they're on, and, you know, they can do that. Virginia Tech's not a scary team. They're a very good team.
That's what I'm saying. It's not this intimidating opponent. That it's not unthinkable that they could win that game.
I was with some Billiken coaches this morning, and they were discussing how they're not an imposing team. He says they're not real big. They're not real strong. He says they're just really fast. And then that Justin Robinson stat that they're 12 points better when he's in the lineup. You got to remember, they are playing a team that beat Duke. Without Zion, but they beat Duke.
No, I think you give them all the credit in the world. It's an ACC opponent, but if you look at matchups, you'd say, "Well, I don't want to be playing them. I think it's possible. You wouldn't pick it if you played that game 10 times. Virginia Tech might win 7 of them, but there's always that chance. All right, 5 for Frank is brought to you by Greenville University, less than an hour from St. Louis. Great institution just up the road in Greenville, Illinois.
Time to tee up the hot topics. It's 5 for Frank, brought to you by Greenville University, a liberal arts institution, just 45 miles from St. Louis.
Frank, you are Bryce Harper. Are you jealous at all of Mike Trout? We know Scott Boras is not happy, but what about Bryce Harper? Do you even care?
I don't, but the thing I'm upset about is I kind of wanted Mike Trout to be my teammate. I wanted to play next to him for the next 10 years. And now I know that's not happening. That's what I'm most upset about.
You are the L.A. Rams. Sorry.
Ooh.
Do you really want Blake Bortles? Do you really need?
Oh, my gosh.
Why do you want Blake Bortles?
Boy.
Isn't there a young guy you could groom to have around? You got Jared Goff, but wouldn't you rather just have a potential winning player in the background?
I guess, you know, if Goff got hurt, he could be a game manager and hand it off to Todd. I'm not sure about his knees, Gurley, and throw short passes to Cooper Kupp, but doesn't make any sense. Gosh.
I just think we've seen enough of Blake Bortles. Although in the NFL, one man's trash is another man's treasure. It happens the whole free agency season. Somebody gets cut loose for salary reasons, and the next day they sign a huge deal with another. Actually, I'm fine with it, though, because I think if Blake Bortles ends up on the field playing, it's not going to lead to great success.
Wouldn't that be heaven if this is just kind of a one-year run?
Just to even come back to the pack a little bit next year. Yeah. I really like that Shanahan and Lynch up there in San Francisco, smart guys, and Seattle, maybe they can rally the troops a little bit.
I was really hoping San Francisco would get one of the special players from Pittsburgh. You know, I mean, I thought Antonio Brown would have just been perfect for Jimmy Garoppolo.
Okay, Frank, you are Renny Knott. Who don't you follow on Twitter? And maybe we can check off how many people does Renny follow on Twitter? Yesterday, we had a photographer who was out. He was shooting weather video because it was nice out, and they said, get some people outside. And he said, I ended up shooting a baseball game. So it was Vianney playing Oakville. I'm trying to find the score. So I look for Vianney's baseball Twitter account.
Rennie Knott follows 4,427.
No, okay. Does he really? Wow. Oh, my God. I would have guessed more.
You would have guessed more?
Yeah, I would have guessed, like, I don't know.
Well, I bring this up, and I love Rennie.
He tweets a lot.
He's all over Twitter.
Yes, he is.
But I was looking for the Vianney baseball account, and if you go to it, I found it. They were retweeting all these things over the weekend from the Vianney Fishing Club, which I didn't realize there was a fishing club, but apparently they brought home the title. And what it'll tell you on Twitter...
They caught 33 trout.
It'll tell you followers that you know. So you look at it and say, oh, who do I know that's following the Vianney Fishing Club? And it said one follower that you know,
yep.
Rennie Knott. God
they
bless
have, him. They have 58 followers. One is...
He follows the Vianney
Fishing Club.
Okay.
So I looked at that and I said, good God. And he's either a huge fan of Vianney or fishing or both. God bless him. Does that surprise you at all?
That 4,400, that's like four times what you and I follow.
I would think.
Yeah.
God bless Vianney Fishing. But also, I wanted the baseball score, and they were tweeting a lot from the baseball account about the fishing team.
Well, this was the Fish STL Cup. How many other high schools in St.
Louis
have a fishing club?
One of the most prestigious events in St. Louis. Yes. They'll be with Zion at the Missouri Athletic Club.
Vianney Oakville, two Oakville teams, Webster Groves, Kirkwood, Parkway West, Marquette, Chaminade, Parkway South, and Slough.
These are fishing clubs they competed against.
Yes.
The Chaminade Fishing Club.
Vianney
They're
won.
More of like a fly reel. Just got back from Colorado with Dad fishing in the streams.
Well, Vianney won going away. However, they did not have the largest fish average. That was
going away.
Marquette. They caught 30. I'm guessing you just win by catching the most fish.
The analytics here.
They caught 30.
In a mild
upset. The next
upset.
Closest was Oakville, who caught 10. Now that I look at the total points, though, it was a lot closer. 185.
So they caught bigger fish, the ones that only caught 10, Oakville.
I guess. Vianney caught 185, or had 185 total points. Oakville won. And 182.3. Oakville 2 had 169.9. I do not know. Webster got the bonus point for first fish caught.
You
I do not
first fish.
I don't understand this.
Oh, the dreaded first fish usually jinxes you. No, God bless these kids for being good fishermen. It's a lifelong skill.
Marquette won last year by a lot, actually. They won by 200 points.
They're down a little bit, I heard this year.
Yeah, down year.
Well, they had a lot of graduating.
A lot of graduating seniors.
I know that Oakville had a good recruiting class. So they have some freshmen with a great.
The private
action.
Schools always get accused of hanging out at the bait shops and finding
about
the kids.
To say,
that
so
are
like
ringers.
If recruiting for this would be like going to the big fishing store down in Branson and trying to.
Yeah, I would think the rural schools would be a little bit better. You know.
Yeah,
it would be great if Rennie retweeted an injury alert from that account.
Frank and I are going to be out
someone's lip.
Frank's wearing his Westminster gear. He's out at Creve Coeur Lake Park. Hey, son. How long you been fishing? Where are you headed next year?
You ever been recruited?
Is there a state
you know what?
Fishing cup?
I think, Frank, are you out on Friday?
Yes.
Okay. You know what we're going to have on Friday, Hoff?
What's that?
Before the slough, or maybe after the
Where's
slough.
Where's the high school athlete of the week for the fishing?
Yeah. Schnooks would be happy to sponsor it. Let's have the winning coach.
Well, there's a contact also here. Kevin Minu is the Missouri Department of Conservation for the STL Fishing Club.
Well, I think we're going to get the winning coach on.
For
athlete
Vianney?
Of the week.
Okay.
Anyway, Rennie follows Vianney's fishing club. God bless him. Frank, should Major League Baseball be concerned at all that the MLB 100, it's the list of the 100 most famous athletes on the planet.
And there's none on there?
One.
Mike Trout?
Bryce Harper.
Oh, Harper, yeah.
Who I believe was 99. The first time an NFL player pops up. Now, this is global awareness, marketing,
etc. There's only one NFL player?
Well, no. I think there's more than one, but the first time, 31st overall.
Tom Brady,
31st overall.
Is LeBron, he's got to be in the top 10.
Three of the top four are soccer. Four of the top 12 are soccer. We have a cricket player, number seven. So you could probably get, who do you think is the most well-known in the world athlete?
Messi? No.
He's third. LeBron is second. Number one, you know who it is, Ronaldo.
Yeah.
Played at the Dome.
Is Michael Jordan still on the list?
You know, I don't have the whole... It's one of those slideshows, so I wrote down the top 20.
It's kind of annoying when they do it that way.
But it goes Ronaldo,
oh, I hate those slides,
LeBron. There's no way to print it. Messi, Neymar, soccer player, is fourth. Conor McGregor, fifth.
Really?
Even though he's a bit of a psychopath,
yeah,
he is extremely well-known, extremely popular. Roger Federer, sixth. Cricket player, seventh. Nadal, eighth. Steph Curry, number nine. And then Tiger, number 10.
Wow.
Isn't it incredible?
I wonder if Tiger was one at one time, or if he ever passed.
If he ever topped a soccer player?
Yeah.
That's a great question.
My favorite part about the list is you name all the names, and then you go, cricket player, and then continue to name all the names.
I just said cricket player. Hold on. It was Virat Kohli. Does that help?
No.
Virat Kohli. And there's multiple cricket players on here.
Wow.
But everybody says baseball is dead, and then you look at Mike Trout getting $430 million. I guess it's just not the global sport. That's all it is. Okay, Frank, you are the person at ESPN that accidentally leaked the women's bracket yesterday. Are you getting fired? Did you see that? It was like 2 hours before their selection show.
Yeah, I don't know how that happens.
That's what I'm trying to figure out. And wouldn't it be more fun next year if it was the men's bracket that came out?
That would be.
And they got all those teams waiting, like, to jump around. They're like, we know. Saw it already.
We're going home. See ya.
Wasn't that the weirdest story? I mean, how does the whole bracket, somebody hits send? I'm not sure what the whole story is, but I would think.
You hit, like, the bracket button? Like, how do you just be able to pop up the whole bracket up there?
What do you think about a selection show where we really don't need to hear Seth Davis talk all the time? Is CBS just has full screens up there and no talking at all. Here's the selection show. Just put them up there. I hate the analysis in between and all stuff. We want to talk after.
More just, teams, more reaction.
Yeah. Because, you know, and it was better. They went back to old school this year. Remember how last year.
I'm trying to remember. What was last year's disaster? Did they not do as many? They said going into it that they were going to fix what they did wrong last year.
Last year, they just like listed the teams that were in the tournament off the start.
That's
and
right.
Then as the show progressed,
matchups.
They told you the matchups, which you don't really care who's in so much as you care about the matchups.
Right.
Like, we knew heading in to Sunday that Marquette was in the tournament. So to be told that within the first 5 minutes would have been meaningless. We wanted to know who they were playing.
And all right, everybody. Duke has made the tournament. Okay. North Carolina is in. Okay.
Kentucky's in.
It is half the fun seeing where you're headed. And for Billiken fans going, oh, crap, San Jose. All right, I think that's five for Frank. It may have been four and a half. I'm not sure. Brought to you by Greenville University. Yeah, Frank's like, that's funny. The fishing segment sort of took on a life of its own.
Along those lines, the salty pretzel, Frank, could someone from the fishing team be the Schnucks athlete of the week?
Absolutely.
I'm saying he needs to be. I'm not sure what you'd ask him.
No, he could contribute.
What about Charlie's question?
Fresh fish for the grocery store.
But Charlie always asks what's next. Are they going to go? That question, I'm not sure would fit for a fisher.
Where's your favorite honey hole?
Yeah, Charlie, somebody texting in, I thought for sure Charlie Marlowe would follow Vianney Fishing since he's the high school guy. Better whip him into shape.
Yeah, Martin.
I would say it's time for some emails, hostile emails sent to Chuck for the Friday Prep Zone at Fox 2.
What's that email?
Not featuring. It's at chuck.com.
Just give him his phone number.
For not featuring fishing
cell phone?
Yeah.
On the
just
Friday Prep Zone. Oh, it's great.
314.
I want to know how Oakville has two teams. It almost seems unfair. Then they have two chances to win.
Well, I mean, they're a dynasty. You can't, you know,
and
trim that roster to 11.
And that second squad is a B squad, so they really don't have the proper equipment.
They have a JV squad.
If your kid comes here, fishing is a no-cut sport. Just so you know, you can make the team.
Can you imagine you come home and you tell Dad, well, I made the JV fishing team. Way to go.
Caught my first bluegill, Dad.
No,
way to go, champ.
I'm telling you, it's a great sport.
My
father-in-law is he's like a master fisherman.
Fishing seems
gets all the magazines.
Boring.
No.
Oh, it's fun. Yeah.
I do enjoy fishing. I just didn't know that we had this highly competitive level for the preps. Frank's like, where do we go from here? I'm telling
you. Chris Kerber with the blues.
Frank is out.
What
kind
of thing can I do?
It's a natural transition.
Well, here's the best text, though, as we go to break. Heard Charlie hit it big with Vianney plus 200 to win.
There it is. It all goes back to the spread.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll be right back.